Hello and welcome to the Work Like a Laker podcast. I'm your host, Megan Rickson, and joining me today is my co-host, Grace Pushman. And we have a special bonus episode coming to your ears today because we want to talk to you about our career communities. Grace, could you kick us off just by telling us what in the world is a career community?
Yeah, so we know that the world of work is not always a direct connection from your major to a specific job, and career communities are a great way to connect with resources, events, and communication directly related to the industries you are interested in. For example, a psychology major might be interested in healthcare, so they join the healthcare community. Or they might want to work in human resources, so they join the business and entrepreneurship community. Mm-hmm. Communities can be a variety of things for students that are, again, separate from just your major.
Exactly. And it's a way for us as a career center to collect resources in a way that hopefully makes sense for students eventually entering the world of work.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, yes, we have career guides, for example, on our website that are major based, where you can learn specific things about what you might want to do with a particular major. This, we're trying to even like blow that up even further and say, we know, as with your psychology example, we know that a psychology major, not everybody is just going to go and be a psychologist, right?
Right.
Career paths are not linear. So you want to make some further decisions, do some further exploration. And we're hoping that these career communities are a way to do that so we can gather a lot of this stuff in one place for all of you.
Yeah. And it's exploring a different steps in the process, right?
Yes.
So like,
yes,
even if you're completely unsure about what, even if you don't have a major yet,
right,
you can still join a career community or multiple communities based on your interests. So if you're
Please
like, you know
do.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for.
Yes.
Because we want you to kind of explore within communities. So let's say you're like, you know, I have no idea what I want to do, but I know I want to work with people.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you'll join the healthcare community and the human and public service community or the education community.
Yep.
You can join multiple, any that really tickle your fancy or
exactly.
that seem exciting to you. And then you know what? If you join one and you don't like it, you can drop it right away. So
totally.
It's meant to kind of help you in the exploration process, even from that early stage.
Yes, and it can be fluid. Yes, you can join multiple, you can get rid of some, you can totally change gears and join something completely new down the road once you've made some more decisions, perhaps. So
yeah, and once you're at that stage where you're like, okay, I know what my major is, I maybe even know what job I want, that community will still be helpful because there's a lot of resources provided through that. Megan, do you want to share some of those?
Yeah. So the way we're kind of providing those resources, capturing them under these career communities, I would say a really good place to start is just on our website. We have a career community landing page, gvsu.edu/careers/career communities. Kind of a mouthful. And through that, you will see, first of all, just the quick link where you can literally fill out your email and pick which community or communities you want to join, and we will join them for you because it's a filter through Handshake. We'll be joining you through. And you'll also be able to see the individual community websites where we have a great feature of you can see alums who were a part of this career community based on what they ended up going into. You can see a list of jobs and internships from Handshake feeding right into that. You can see events that are relevant to the community. So that's a really good kind of, you know, spot to come back to. But another great feature is we also will be sending out monthly newsletters as well.
Yeah. For each community.
For each.
And
yes.
We try to keep it. We know that everyone's email inboxes get so swamped. So we try to keep it short and very, very like tangible, you know, resources that you can use right away, like specific jobs you might apply for or events that you can attend.
Or a podcast perhaps that we think is particularly relevant.
Yes.
We'll also do like really short little mini world of work features. So you can kind of get a sense for what's happening in that industry out in the real world.
Yeah.
So yeah, lots of just really great info, I think.
Yeah. And actually too, something we didn't mention was there's an advisor for each.
That's right.
As well. At least one advisor. Some have two, but a dedicated advisor for your community where if you wanted to either explore maybe careers within that community or even do more nitty gritty, like have someone look over your resume for a job. Our advisors are here for that as well within each community. And you can find those through Handshake.
Definitely. Another great starting point is just to pop into our career lab as well. Anybody who is in there can totally help you kind of sift through these communities and figure out which one might be right for you.
And if you come into Career Lab, we have some awesome stickers.
Yes, we do.
For each community. So you can grab the one or two or three work for you.
Absolutely.
And we made them like the nice vinyl ones that can go on your laptop. Uh-huh. And they're really cute. One of our interns made it, I think, about a year ago.
Yeah.
And they're a very cute design.
They're great. You want one.
Yes.
So come in.
And
see us.
Yes.
Either location, DeVos or Student Services. All right. So do you think we should just do a quick primer on each of the career communities, Grace?
Yes.
Okay. So we have six of them, and I'm just going to, do a nice little list here. Business and entrepreneurship, communication and the arts, education, healthcare, human and public service, and STEM. So as we've said, you can join any of them regardless of your major. If you are an engineering major and everything is telling you you should join STEM, but you know you want to work for a hospital system, let's say, maybe you join the healthcare one, or maybe you join both, right? So think broadly in that way. So we're going to give some short descriptions. Grace, do you want to kick us off?
Yes.
The
first one is business and entrepreneurship. So if you're interested in working in leadership, if you enjoy working with and developing relationships with people, if you're skilled in critical thinking, analytics, or project management, this community is a great way to explore a wide range of jobs that complement those interests and so many others. Examples of jobs that you might learn about in this community include social media marketers, human resource generalist, accountant, financial analyst, sales representative, and much more.
All right. Next up, we have the communication and the arts community. So this is a space where you can gain information about a lot of things kind of in the more creative space, potentially. Communication. Communication focused professions, just as is in the title, as well as things that are more on the creative arts side. So do you enjoy being artistic? Are you a strong writer? Are you a great active listener? Those are good questions. If you find yourself answering yes to those, that this might be the community for you. And these interest areas and more apply to various opportunities that you'll learn about in this community. So examples of these jobs you might learn about would be digital marketers, journalists, musicians, graphic designers, just to name a few.
Great. And then the next one is education community, which involves teaching others or assisting in teaching others in a number of ways, but it's not just teaching. So education covers a lot. Mm-hmm. Even thinking about in our office, we have an intern, a graduate assistant this year who is getting her master's degree in social work. So typically a social work major might more generally fall in human and public services, but in her case, she would maybe want to go in the education community to learn about working with a master's degree in social work in the higher ed field. So it can really cover a variety of things, including school social workers, counselors, librarians, special education teachers. And so really this is a great one to check out if you have a passion for helping others.
Right. And, even the non-teaching side, that you might want to be an administrator.
Exactly.
Of some sort, but you want to work in the industry of education.
Yes, totally.
Yeah. Good. Okay. The healthcare community is next, which revolves around professions that directly impact others. And this could be both clinically or non-clinically. So some good questions to ask yourself. Do you enjoy serving others? Can you handle high stress situations? Are you interested in assisting in making the world a better place? Having a passion for this area, I think, goes a long way, but it can look so different depending on kind of which way you go with it. So you might be kind of what you would traditionally think of in healthcare, a nurse, a doctor, a dentist, a physician assistant. Maybe you're thinking about mental health. Maybe you want to work more on the administrative, on the business side of things and be a health recruiter. There are a ton of people that work in the healthcare industry that aren't necessarily direct practitioners.
Yeah. And I will say we meet a lot with students who maybe initially thought they wanted to work directly with patients, but then they realize, my passion is more on the macro side and I would rather do something else in healthcare. And what is there? What can I do? And so this community would be helpful for students like
for
that.
For sure. But definitely also always have to explain the non-clinical, but definitely the clinical stuff too is probably the bread and butter of this community.
Totally.
Yeah.
The next one is one you've heard me mention a couple of times already. It's the human and public service community. This one, I feel like, unlike some of the others, is maybe a little bit less explanatory based on the title. With this one, you know, if you have an interest in advocating for change, if you want to work for the government, for nonprofits, if you enjoy communicating ideas and presenting on them, these are just some of the areas that if you're interested in them, you might want to be involved in this community. Some of the jobs that could be represented in this community would be attorney, city planner, lobbyist, nonprofit administrator, forensic technician even, and detective. And I want to highlight forensic technician because that's an example where someone's major might be like biology or chemistry because mm-hmm. you need that hard science to be a forensic technician, but it really still falls under that human and public service because right. the actual job, you're typically working for, you know, the police force or some mm-hmm. kind of government mm-hmm. agency. So, mm-hmm.
Yep. Good point. All right. And the last one is our STEM community. So this is a great place for students who really kind of get in the headspace of, I want to innovate. I want to invent. I want to research, analyze. I'm a critical thinker. I want to find solutions. So, you know, it's like problem solving. Maybe you love technology. You want to learn new software. Perhaps you want to conduct in-depth research. So, yeah, again, pretty wide ranging. Some sample job titles would be electrical engineer, software engineer, programmer, data scientist, civil engineer. You know, maybe you want to work in a lab, right? You're a biologist or, you know, something along those lines. But yeah, a lot can fit in that community as well.
Megan, I'm curious, just based off these brief descriptions,
yeah.
what one, like if you were a student today,
yeah,
just off these descriptions, which one would you be drawn to, do you think?
Yeah, I think I would be drawn now to the communication and the arts.
Yeah, community. I think so too. Yeah. Like when I was younger, it would definitely have probably been education or human and public service.
Same.
But now I definitely, yeah, I think because we get to do this podcast and
exactly.
Megan now is head of our marketing, so she does a lot of yeah. that in her role. Yeah. You know, your interests shift as you go yeah, through life, which
exactly.
is normal. Yeah.
Yeah. Just as they do while you're a student, you might find yourself shifting yeah. kind of, you know, maybe you have an experience with a student org or something and you're like, oh, all these students are really fired up about this part of this and I am not. Yeah. I might need to explore something else.
And that's exactly why we created these yeah. because we wanted to allow more flexibility for students so they didn't feel like they were pushed into a corner with their major maybe or right. with a specific career path they think they have to follow.
Exactly. Absolutely. Okay. So I think that pretty much sums it up with our brief little description here. Again, please check out our website where you can sign up for these career communities. We would love to have you. And thanks so much to everyone for listening. We hope you tune in to a future episode soon.